I'm RBCP.
And this is the Hobosode, sponsored by Big Mike. Thanks, Big Mike, for signing up for the Hobosodes. Today, I'm going to just call up mall people and tell them to get their shit out of here, because I had so much fun doing that before. Why not do the same prank over and over and over? How could I go wrong, right? So I found a mall over here on the Eastern time zone. Today's Sunday, so I don't. Is that a mall day, or is that like a... I don't know how malls work anymore. Oh, hello?
Hi.
Hey, it's Steve Dave over at GameStop.
Okay.
We got a delivery over here that belongs to you. I even opened up a couple of the boxes, and it's just earrings and stuff.
Okay. How big are they? I can come get them if you'd like me to.
You could carry them, but I don't know. Like, it might take a few trips. There's like seven boxes.
Seven boxes?
Okay. Yeah, so why don't you come over here and get your shit out of here? Please. Whoa. All right, maybe I went a little too hard on that one. I didn't have my, I had my phone line muted, so I didn't hear her pick up. I think she heard me talking about how malls work, maybe.
Hello.
Hey, we got disconnected somehow. I was just wondering if you could come over to GameStop and pick up your shit.
Well, first off, why are you cursing at me?
Well, I'm not cursing at you. I'm just saying you need to come here and pick up your shit.
Well, y'all may want to come bring it up here, because I don't know if y'all are even telling the truth.
Well, maybe we should just sell your shit.
Why would you do that? You can't really do that. Y'all are a gaming store.
Okay, I bet you we could sell it anyway, though. Lots of little kids in here. Probably like earrings.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this shit's in our way. Can you just please come over and get your shit?
Will you tell me y'all can't just bring up here yourself?
No, I can't bring it over there myself. I'm not your fucking delivery guy.
Okay, and you don't have to curse me out about it.
I'm not cursing you out. I'm just saying I'm not your fucking delivery guy. That's
okay,
all.
And it's not our fault that it's down there. Like.
Okay, well, stop asking me to bring it over. Like, you come and get it. Come and get your shit.
Well, stop cursing at me.
Okay, I will if you just come and get your shit.
Okay, let me see what I can do. It's close. Only me and one other person.
Okay, hurry up. It'll take all day. That was a pretty crazy hang-up. So it looks like Claire's is just five doors down from GameStop. I think I'm going to go to the lower level of the mall. I'm calling from GameStop, by the way, so they have to believe me that I'm GameStop. And this is an old shtick of Carlito's. He used to do this all the time, just tell people to get their shit out of here. But he always tended to do it to the evening people at the mall. I don't know if the Sunday people will be as feisty.
How much, like, you say you got...
The shadow.
Hey, this is Steve Dave up here at GameStop, you know, upstairs.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. That's good to hear. Hey, we got a delivery here, and it's a couple boxes, and they belong to your store.
Okay.
So why don't you come up here and get your shit? What are you laughing about?
Yeah, okay. I'm going to send a coworker up there.
Okay, well, you don't need to be rude and, like, start, like, telling your coworkers what I said and making fun of me. I don't appreciate...
I'm not making fun of you. I promise I'm not making fun of you.
Okay, well, you were laughing at me, and then you were, like...
I mean, because you said come get your shit. You could have said, like, you know, come get your boxes.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's kind of funny.
You know, this is just how I talk. I'm from the streets. Come and get your shit,
yeah.
Lady.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay. So you're gonna come get your shit?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, thanks for not asking me to bring it to you, because I ain't no fucking delivery guy.
Yeah, I feel it. I wouldn't ask.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Is it okay if I open up the boxes and just see what's in them?
No, don't open the box.
Okay, it definitely has your store name on it, but I don't
know. Yeah, my boss would probably flip his shit.
Yeah, but I got tape here. I could just tape it back shut before you guys get here. I just want to see what's in it real quick.
Okay.
All right. You gave me permission, and I've got this recorded.
No,
thank you.
No.
What was your name again? So, well, she was a nice lady. Here's a Lens Crafters.
Thank you for calling Lens Crafters. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Steve Dave over at the GameStop, you know, upstairs.
Sure.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good. It seems like we got a box of yours up here, like a delivery, but it belongs to Lens Crafters.
Okay.
And Chad's over there opening up the boxes. I told him it was yours, but he's opening up the boxes, and he's like looking in there, and there's like frames, and he's trying them all on. I told him he's going to bend them. But
don't do that.
Oh, I know. I'm going to tape it shut and make him stop.
Okay. But, all right. Thank you so much. We'll be up to get it.
Yeah, come up here and get your shit, lady.
We'll do what we can.
Okay, well, how long will it take? Because these things are in the way. You need to come up here and get your shit.
Give us 30 minutes.
That's a long time. How many people are working there?
I have someone on break right now, so I'm going to get her to come and start by and get it.
Shit! Okay. That sounds good, I guess.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, I would bring it down for you.
Trinkets.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from GameStop.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
How can I help you, man?
Oh, we got a box of yours up here, like a delivery. It belongs to you guys.
Gotcha.
And we opened it up, and it's got your stuff in it. We've been rooting around in there.
I'll come up there in a second. I'll come grab it.
Just a second? Yeah, you need to come up here and get your shit, sir.
Who the fuck you talking to? All right.
I'm talking to you. All right, you just hung up on me. You can't talk like that. That's poor customer service. Man, poor GameStop. They're going to have all these people coming up here. Oh, yeah, and what was Zoo saying? It wasn't Zoo. It was somebody else. It was like they were doing this thing, too, after I did it, because Zoo was doing it. Maybe it was Zoo. Anyway, somebody was saying, the box is leaking. You need to bring a mop and a bucket up here and clean up this shit. It's all over the floor. So maybe I could steal that too. Get some people to bring up a towel at least. Because that was great. Like, you know, everybody's bringing up towels and mops and stuff to clean up the mess. Hello.
Got a fix. I'm going to help you.
Hey. This is Steve Dave from the GameStop.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. We got one of your deliveries up here. Holy shit, it's loud down there.
It doesn't even feel that loud. You're upstairs in the mall then, right?
Yeah. I think your phone just picks up the background really bad. You should get a new phone down there.
Okay. Well, I'll be out there in a sec to grab that. Thank you for holding on to it for us.
Is it going
to
take very long? Because you need to come up here and get your shit, sir.
Excuse me?
You need to come up here and get your shit. It's like three boxes and it's in our way. I keep tripping over.
Look, man, I'm sorry for the trouble, but watch your tone. There's no need for that.
Well, no, I'm just saying you need to come up here and get your shit. I keep tripping over it. It's like back here behind the counter. Why are you sending your shit to our store?
Buddy, I don't know what the deal is. We certainly didn't tell them, hey, take our boxes to GameStop. I'll be right up there. I'll see you in a sec, all right?
Oh, I hope you do. That kind of sounded like a threat. Oh, look at that. There's a Build-A-Bear. But I'm going to try and go in order. I'm going to call this place that I don't even know what it is.
Hello?
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey. Oh, nothing. I'm airbrushing.
Wait, what are you airbrushing? What are you making?
I am putting a Jordan on a jacket.
Oh, shit. That sounds crazy.
Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, is this the airbrushing place downstairs?
Yes.
Okay, we got a box of yours. This is Steve Dave over at the GameStop upstairs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got some kind of delivery of yours. It's like three boxes. You need to come up here and get your shit, sir.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah, get your shit out of here. Just get it out of here.
Okay.
Like, as soon as possible.
Okay. Right now.
So much shit up here. I keep tripping over it.
Okay.
And Chad already opened one of your boxes. I'm sorry about that.
That's cool.
Yeah, he was just wanted to see what kind of stuff you guys got.
Okay.
Yeah, come up here and get your shit, sir.
Okay.
All right, I love you.
All right.
Say back. You're making it weird. Well, I don't like the people that are just agreeable with me, and they're just like, you know what? I do need to come up and get my shit right away, sir. I will come up there and get my shit.
Hello, Mr. Goldbox.
Hello. It's Steve Dave from the GameStop.
Uh-huh.
We got a delivery up here for you. You know, we got a box of yours.
Oh, you got the box?
Yeah. And you need to come up here and get your shit, sir.
Oh, okay, just a minute.
Just come up here and get your shit.
Yeah, just a minute.
All right.
Hello?
Hello, it's Steve Dave from the GameStop.
Yeah.
We got a delivery up here that belongs to you.
What's the name? Okay. I'll send someone.
So listen here, buddy. You need to come up here and get your shit out of here.
It's big?
It's just a few small boxes. You can carry them by hand, probably.
Okay, sir.
But you know what? They're in our way. You need to come get your shit out of here.
I don't know why they drop it to you.
I know. It's pretty dumb. Like, I bet you put the wrong address down or something.
Okay, but they say the name of the store, huh?
Yeah, it has your store and your store number and all that.
Okay, all right. I'll send someone.
You better get your shit out of here.
Man, how many times are you going to say?
Well, I'm just saying, why don't you come up here and get your shit?
Why you say? What the fuck, man?
Because we got...
I didn't drop it. Did I drop it? Why you keep telling me that?
No, it's the delivery guy. But, you know, your shit's
you
up here.
You should say to him, not to me. I didn't drop.
You need to get your shit out of here, sir.
Man, you crazy. Bye.
Oh, that was a fun one. You crazy, man.
Elite's man, how am I going to help you?
Hello, it's Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs.
Yeah?
You know, the popular store? We got some deliveries of yours up here.
Hello?
Hello, what's happening?
Yeah, how may I help you?
Oh, did the phone change hands? Because I was talking to somebody, and I was halfway through my spiel... And then your voice changed into a different person's voice.
Who are you looking for?
Did somebody hand you the phone?
Yeah.
Can you tell him that was very rude? I was in mid-sentence talking to him. Well, shit. Rude people working at that store. I'm going to call them back. And now they're just hanging up on me. Okay, whatever. I'll call up Torrid instead.
Torrid, what? You're speaking to Mary. How may I help you? Hey,
Mary. It's Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs.
Okay.
Well, how you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. We got a delivery up here that's for your store.
Okay.
So...
I'm giving you to my manager so I can...
Nah, you can handle it.
Well, I don't know if I can leave the store, that's why.
Well, hey, can you just tell your manager something for me? Tell him to come up here and get his shit out of here.
Hold on.
I'll just, like, say that to him, please, while I listen.
No, hold on. Can you repeat that?
What?
Can you repeat that?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, is the manager on the phone?
No.
Oh.
I just couldn't hear
you. Okay, I'm up here at the GameStop.
Yeah, you said get my what?
Come up here and get your shit out of here.
Hello?
We have a delivery. I guess it was misdelivered. And mm-hmm. It's supposed to go down there, but it came up here instead. And these boxes behind the counter, and I keep tripping over them.
Yeah, I'll come up there and get that. This is the first time that we've heard about that, and I don't appreciate you talking to my associate that way.
Oh, no, I wasn't trying to talk bad or anything. I just, like, these boxes are really aggravating me. I keep tripping over them, and then I, out of anger, I keep kicking them. So I hope there's nothing fragile in there.
Well, like I said, this is the first that we've been told about that, and I understand that it makes you frustrated to have something that's not yours in your store, but there's absolutely no need to cuss or to be frustrated like that at my associate. So, yeah, I'll make sure I'm going to have security come up there with me, and I'll be up there in just a minute to come get that stuff.
Listen here, lady. You come here and get your shit out of here. Okay. She thought she told me, but then I just said the shit word again.
So. Thank you for calling Build-A-Bear Workshop.
And here's Build-A-Bear.
For directions and workshop hours.
Build-A-Bear Workshop, this is Jamichik. How may I help you?
Who's this? What's your name?
Build-A-Bear Workshop.
Oh, I thought you said your name's Jimmy Two Time.
No.
Like a gangster or something.
What's up?
Oh, I'm upstairs from you. I'm at the the GameStop store.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a delivery up here of yours, like 3 or 4 boxes.
Okay.
And Chad already opened one of them. It's a bunch of it's like bear livers.
Bear livers?
Yeah, you know, like to put in the bear.
Okay.
I mean, that's our guess. We don't know, but anyway, you need to come up here and get your shit out of here.
Okay. I mean, it's not our fault that they sent it to you, but we'll see if we can get somebody up there to get it.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying it's your fault. I was just saying you need to come up here and get your shit out of here.
Okay, we got you.
All right. Is it going to take very long?
I have to see because we're kind of busy down here.
Okay. Well, just make sure you hurry up and get your shit out of here, lady.
Okay.
Get it out of here.
All right. We got you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Darn it, I love calling Build-A-Bear, but that lady was kind of boring, even though she had some sort of a weird mobster name.
Thank you for calling Sharon's Place in the Galleria. How may I help you?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you run up to the front of the store and look up, you can see me from up here. I can wave at you.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Wait, did you put the phone down? I didn't really want you to do that. But they're like across from GameStop, a little bit diagonally. But I think they can see each other. Maybe. I think she's just helping a customer, though.
Hello?
Hey, what'd you do?
Hey.
Where'd you go? Hello?
What you need?
Oh, we got this box delivery, and it's for your store, not our store.
Okay, I'll be up there.
So we got it here behind the counter, you know?
Okay, I'm coming up.
Okay, you need to get your shit out of here, lady.
Who are you talking to?
You just need to get your shit out of here, please. I'm just tired of your shit.
Your name is what now?
Steve Dave. And yeah, okay. Your shit's in the way. Come up here and get your shit out of here. Everyone at this mall is so taken aback by the shit word. You know what? I'm going to call back Torrid. That was the lady that was chewing me out for talking to one of her associates that way. I'm going to call her back from a different number and just try something real quick.
Hello?
Hi, it's Carol from the mall office.
Yes.
Oh, are you okay? What's going on?
So some person from GameStop calling us, cursing out our line to get a package.
Oh. Like, did you go up there and get it?
Ma'am, we got somebody going to get it.
Okay, yeah, they called us, GameStop did, and they said they were really irritated because you won't get your shit out of there.
Ma'am, if you say one more, you know what?
What?
Hold that thought.
Why? What's going on?
Give me 1 second.
What are you doing?
No, just give me 1 second.
What are you doing?
No, just give me 1 second.
Why? What are you doing? What are you doing down there?
Man, if you call this blind one more fucking time talking about some goddamn package, I swear to God, I'm going to come up there and beat all y'all motherfucking asses. Stop calling this fucking line.
Ma'am, I'm the mall office.
Ma'am, stop calling this fucking line.
I'm the mall office. This is Carol.
I don't care.
I'm not with GameStop.
Okay, stop calling the line.
You just need to get your shit. Oh, man, I could not hold it together for that one.
Okay, let's continue with calling up everybody on the first floor.
U.S. Pro.
Hey, buddy. This is Steve Dave upstairs at the GameStop.
Could you repeat that one more time?
Oh, I said, hey, buddy. This is Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs from you.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, we got, like, a package here for you.
Oh, you guys got a package for us?
Yeah, it's got your store's name on it. You need to come up here and get your shit out of here, sir.
What?
You need to come up here and get your shit out of our store. We're trying to run a business up here, and you're sending your packages to us?
We didn't send any packages to y'all.
Oh, well, can you please come up here and get your shit out of here?
Hold on 1 second. Hmm?
Hello?
Hey there. It's Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Listen here, buddy. You need to come up here and get your shit out of here.
For real?
Well, we got a delivery for you. We have some of your boxes.
We have the right boxes?
Yeah, we have your boxes. You need to come up here and get your shit, sir.
Where shit? Wait, what you talking about? Who called?
Boxes. We got some boxes up here for delivery. But it's
for who?
It's for your store, for U.S.
Apparel. What the name of my store?
Hey, listen here, buddy. It's U.S. Apparel.
Where you at?
Upstairs at the GameStop.
Oh, you are, sir?
Yeah, you better come up here and get your shit out of here. It's in my way.
Okay, well, why you talk hot like? Why you talk like that?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, could you please come up here and get your shit out of here? That's all.
Okay, then, okay.
What?
Thanks for calling. Errol, how may I help you?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to apologize because I think Chad's been shining a laser down into your store because he's bored. Because, you know, we're like up here across the hall from you, but we're upstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he keeps shining the laser at customers and scaring them.
We do?
Yeah, no. Chad is. He's my coworker.
Oh, no, it's fine. Okay. I haven't had any complaints.
Oh, good. That's good. Okay, well, I'm sorry anyway.
Oh, no problem. I'll let you know.
We got a delivery here of yours. You know, they brought boxes and they belong to you.
Okay.
And
well, here I go.
Yeah, you need to come up here and get your shit out of here, lady.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's kind of in our way. Like, we're tripping over it, and customers are like, what's in here? How much is this stuff? And we're like, no. We're a GameStop. We don't sell that kind of stuff here.
All right. Well, okay, I'll see you guys in a minute.
So, could you please just get your shit out of here?
Yeah, maybe.
Well, no, you need to do it soon. Oh, so she wants to be in control of this situation. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. I guess you'll never know.
Thank you for calling Tilly's at... This is Adrian speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Adrian. It's Steve Day from the GameStop.
Hey.
Upstairs from you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys you're really hollering down there. We can hear you hollering all day. Like, I heard you answer the phone, like, from, you know, without putting the phone up to my ear.
Nuh-uh.
We can just holler at each other, like, instead of being on the phone.
I'm so dead.
You guys are loud. Anyway, we got a box up here. It's a delivery for you guys.
Okay.
And you need to come up here and get your shit out of here, lady.
All right. I was just ready to come get it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
I love you.
Bye.
Oh, please say it back. You're making it weird.
I love you too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Nothing can upset that lady.
Expressive, how can I help you?
Hey there, this is Steve Dave up here at the GameStop, you know, upstairs.
Yes.
And we got a misdelivered package here for you.
Okay.
It's, you know, it has your name, your store's name on it, and it's up here. There's like three of them.
You say you're in GameStop?
Yeah, it's upstairs. And you need to come up here and get your shit out of here, lady.
Oh.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah, it's in our way. Like, it's here behind the counter, tripping over it.
Okay.
And Chad keeps kicking it. Like, Chad keeps getting frustrated and kicking your packages.
Okay.
You need to get your shit out of here, lady.
Okay, bye.
Well, are you going to? Not sure if she's going to come up or not.
American Eagle.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs.
Hello.
Hey, we got some boxes here for you. Like, I guess they were misdelivered here by mistake.
Okay, gotcha.
And you need to come up here and get your shit out of here, lady.
What? Oh, it was a joke?
Oh, no, I'm not kidding. It's just your boxes are up here, and you need to...
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Please just come up and get your shit.
Okay, my bad. I got you, brother.
Why are you acting like it's a joke? It's not a joke.
I don't take sarcasm easy, so please tell me it's a joke or I will cry.
Oh, no, don't cry. I'm a Christian. I don't joke.
Okay.
I just hope you could please, please, please come up here and get your shit out of here.
Yeah, I'll come get my shit. My bad.
How long is it going to take?
I'll send someone right now.
Okay. You probably shouldn't come up because we don't need you up here crying.
Oh, that's, yeah, yeah. That's my bad.
It's bad for business.
I'll send someone more, yeah, okay. Emotionally numb.
Yeah, thank you so much. Someone like me.
Yeah.
All right. Love you. Wow. Threatening to cry at me just to make me be nice. That's kind of rude. You know, I think I'm going to call back this some kind of watch repair place. And he got pretty mad. He's the one that, like, I complained because his phone was so loud. I could hear all the background. Pretty sure he got upset with me. So let's call him as the mall office.
Fast fix.
Hey there. This is Carol from the mall office.
Okay.
How
can I help you?
Well, we had a call from GameStop. They said they had some packages up there for you.
No, I guess they're being pranked.
They're being pranked?
I think so.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Somebody from GameStop called and said it was from GameStop.
Oh.
And rudely said to come pick up our boxes and talked a little bit. But then we went up there and they said somebody's been doing that to them all day.
Oh, no.
So somebody's just playing with them.
Well, I don't know. The manager came down here and talked to us in person. And he said he had a few boxes for you and you need to come up there and get your shit out of there.
Yeah, you too, huh?
Yeah. No, that's just what
you're funny.
That's what he said.
Yeah, no, we're not falling for that. Sorry.
Well, is the man around?
But you have a great...
Can I talk
you
to
just
the,
have a great
can
day.
Can I talk to the man, please?
What man?
The man that's there.
He's busy right now.
What's he doing?
We really don't have time for this. Thank you.
Doing man things?
Well, darn. I didn't get to talk to the man that got all huffy-puffy with me.
Seth, how can I help you?
Hey, Seth, it's Steve Dave from the GameStop. Hello?
Hello? Yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. We got some boxes up here for you. I guess they were misdelivered to our store.
Are they big boxes?
Well, they're not that big. You could carry them a couple at a time.
Okay.
But you need to come up here and get your shit out of here, sir.
Yeah, okay, fine, we will.
Okay, well, how long's it going to take? Because this shit's in our way.
I got you. We'll come get it.
All right, well, how long? That didn't answer my question. You need to get your shit out of here, buddy.
GameStop upstairs said that some of our boxes got delivered to them.
And tell them also we need to get our shit out of there. Tell them that.
Yeah. All right, I can just come get them now.
Okay, and I'll just talk to that other guy while you run up here. Thank you.
He said enough that we could just carry it. Alright, I'll hand you off to him then.
Okay, thank you.
He said he wanted to talk to you. It was like Steven or something from GameStop.
Hello, this is Wesley.
Hey, Wesley. Is he coming up here to get your shit out of here? Because, you know, we got all this shit up here that belongs to you guys.
Yeah, I just told you that we would do that.
Well, no, you didn't tell me. You told him.
And he told you that. I was standing right next to him.
Listen here, buddy. You guys need to get your shit out of here.
Why are you talking to me like this? What the fuck?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, you know, these boxes are in our way. And
that's not our problem. You told us there was a problem, and we immediately fixed it. So don't talk to me like that.
You should be more on top of your deliveries, sir. Come up here and get your shit out of here.
We have nothing to do with our deliveries. That's them, okay?
That's who?
Don't come talk to me like that ever.
Well, you better get your shit out of here immediately.
Okay, that's literally what the fuck we're doing.
Well, so I'm tired of looking at your shit. Sitting up here all day. Well, that was nice. The first guy didn't get angry, so I got to try again with the new guy, the second guy.
Forever 21, this is Naya.
Hey, Naya, it's Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs.
Okay.
And we got some boxes up here. They belong to your store.
About how many is it?
Like 5 of them, and Chad's already opened up one. He's like, I'm going to see if there's underwear in here, but it wasn't underwear.
Okay,
But I sealed it back up. I put tape on it. I told him to stop playing with the ladies' undergarments or whatever he's got.
Okay, I should be up there in a second. I'll come get him.
Okay, yeah, you need to get your shit out of here, lady.
All right.
Like, just get your shit out of here. It's in our way.
All right.
And it's you know, making Chad act crazy.
Okay, here I come.
Okay. How long is it going to be? Can you run? Darn it. Oh, man, I was thinking it's Forever 21. I was thinking that's Victoria's Secret. I don't shop at either of those stores, so I don't know. Victoria's Secret's right across the hall, so I was thinking that was a ladies' underwear place, but it's not. I think it's just regular clothes.
Victoria's Secret.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the GameStop upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we got deliveries up here for you. Some boxes.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Listen here, lady. You need to come up here and get your shit out of here.
Okay.
You know, there's like several boxes. They're all in our way.
Okay, that's fine. We can come get our stuff.
And Chad opened them up. He used a utility knife, and I don't think he cut up any of the underwear inside.
Okay.
But can you please just come up here and get your shit out of here?
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, well, like, don't act so nice, because you're making me feel bad for saying the shit word to you.
Oh, I'm having a wonderful day, honey. You can't ruin my day.
Okay, well, you know what? You need to get your shit out. Darn it. Freaking nice people ruining my calls. Maybe I should just be Carol on all the calls. That way, because it's like all ladies here at the mall working, you know. Maybe they'll be more catty with me and talk back. I'll do that if I get another female picking up.
Finish on, so I can help you.
Hey, this is Steve Dave at the GameStop upstairs.
What's up, man?
Hey, we got some packages up here for you, and you need to come up here and get your shit out of here.
I'm sorry?
We got packages. I guess they were delivered here last night. And they're in our way. Can you come up here and get your shit?
On a Saturday?
I guess. I don't know. Just come up here and get your shit, sir.
Shut the fuck up, man.
What? All right, he won that call. Man, nothing on this side of the mall is answering.
Hello, thank you for calling Cinnabon. This is Lauren. How can I help you?
Hey, Lauren, it's Carol up at the GameStop upstairs, you know?
Hi.
Hi. Hey, we got a delivery here for you.
You got a delivery?
Yeah, we got some boxes, and they've been in our way all day. You need to come up here and get your shit out of here, lady.
Okay, what? Like, did FedEx drop it off up there or something? Or?
Yeah, one of the delivery companies, I don't know. I didn't work yesterday. But something's leaking. Hello? You need to bring a towel and wipe this up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you need to get your shit out of here, lady.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'll be up to get it.
All right, you need to hurry up and get your shit out of here.
I'm coming.
All right, hurry the fuck up, lady.
Bye.
Bye. Well, darn it.
I thought the Carol voice would make them hate me more, but no. So I guess I'm moving on to the upstairs, but I really, you know, I'm only going to do one side of the mall. I don't want to be like right over by them.
How do I hear? Full out. How can I help you?
Hi there. This is Carol over at the GameStop, you know, way down the hall from you.
Yes, ma'am.
And we got a delivery here that's for your store.
Oh.
Like a few boxes. And they're in our way, and you need to come over here and get your shit out of our store.
Well, we didn't deliver them down there.
I didn't say that you did, but you better come over here and deliver them back to your store, missy.
Well, why are you cursing?
Well, because I'm tired of your shit. Tired of your shit being in our store.
You need to curse the FedEx man out, ma'am.
Oh, you need to curse the FedEx man. That's not my job.
No, you
That's
do.
Your job.
Why you calling her cursing?
Listen here, lady. You need to come over
here
and get your shit.
Well, you listen here, lady.
Oh, no, you need to come get your shit.
Well, you can bring it down here.
I'm not going to bring it down. I'm gonna take it over to the railing and just drop it downstairs.
Well, drop it down over the railing if that's what you want to do.
Oh, I might if you don't hurry up and come over here and get your shit, lady.
I'm really
shit.
Not taking you serious right now.
Why?
Because you're being really rude for no reason.
Well, I think it's rude of you to deliver your shit to our store. Darn, darn, darn.
That probably turns up.
Hey, this is Steve Dave over at the GameStop.
Yeah, I saw him. What's up, GameStop?
Looky here, buddy. You need to come over here and get your shit. We got a delivery over here for you.
Golly, man. Why are you so toxic? Okay.
Well, we got several boxes here, and they're in our way. And I'm going to just keep kicking them until you come over here and get your shit.
All right. Yep, we're on the way then, but just
okay,
calm down.
Well,
we're coming.
Hey, you better leave the condescending attitude over there at Journeys, motherfucker.
What?
When you come get your shit.
There I go. We got you, man.
All right, hurry up.
Just calm down.
Hurry up, buddy.
It's okay. Just breathe in. Breathe out. It's okay.
Hey, don't tell me what to do, motherfucker. Darn it. Nobody's taking me seriously. I don't know how to properly be angry. I think I'm going to be done with all this here in a minute.
A great day, Arlene.
Hey, Arlene. It's Carol over at the GameStop.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, we got some boxes here that were delivered to us by mistake, and they belong to you.
Okay.
You need to come over here and pick up your shit.
GameStop where?
Yeah,
in the mall?
Just down the hallway. We're upstairs, too.
Okay, give us a minute.
Well, how many minutes? Because you need to come over here and get your shit. Been in our way all day.
Well, when did they deliver them?
Last night.
Okay, so as soon as we can get down there, we'll get down there.
Look here, buddy. Come over here and get your shit. Right now.
And who is this?
This is Carol. I'm the general manager here at the GameStop. You better just march right on over here and pick up your shit. Hello?
Okay, we'll be right down there.
Okay.
As soon as we can.
How long is that going to be?
Carol, we'll see you in a minute.
1 minute?
I'm going to take that as a yes.
Hey, it's Carol over at the GameStop.
Yes.
And we got a delivery here for you. They dropped it off at our store.
Okay.
And listen here, lady. You need to come over here and get your shit. Ma'am?
Hello?
Oh, hi. Did you hear me?
Are you serious?
Yes, you need to come over here and get your shit right now.
Man, people in the upstairs stores, they're just not ready to argue. I guess I'll stop talking as Carol. Maybe she just sounds too cartoony for them.
Bathroom by the door. Andrew speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, it's Steve Dave over at the GameStop.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear. Hey, we got a delivery here of yours.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. And you need to send someone over here and pick up your shit, lady. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, just send someone over here and pick up your shit. It's in our way.
All right.
You need to get it out of here.
All right.
It's not funny, lady.
All right, take care.
Quit laughing. It's not funny. Stop it.
I can't hear.
Motherfucker, quit it.
Can you repeat that?
Oh, is this a new person?
Yes.
Okay, listen here, buddy. You need to come up here and get your shit from our store. It got misdelivered.
Okay, so what's your name again?
What?
What's your name again?
This is Steve Dave from the GameStop.
Okay, we'll be there.
Come over here and get your shit.
Okay.
Get it out of here.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hot topic.
Hey, this is Steve Dave over at the GameStop.
Uh-huh.
And we got some boxes here. I guess they belong to you. They delivered them to us by mistake.
Like today?
Yeah, so listen here, buddy. You need to come over here and pick up your shit.
All right.
How long is it going to take?
We should go. I'll come get it.
Can you stop mumbling and just tell me when it's going to be?
I should come. I'll be able to come get it today.
Now. Come and get it now. Get your shit out of here.
They're about to punch you out.
Why?
It's a prank call. They already
come. Hey, there was I don't know if you guys can hear that. I'll turn up the volume to make sure you can. There's some lady back there tattling on me. That's probably why nobody's responding anymore. I've called so many places and they don't care. They're just laughing or whatever. So you know what? I give up. This hobosode's over. I'm going to be done with it. Oh, wait. I do need to call up GameStop with a different phone number. You know, we got to do the final boss.
Thank you for calling GameStop. At this time, all store associates are currently assisting other customers. Please call back in a few minutes.
Come on. I've called like 3 times now and they're not picking up.
Thank you for calling GameStop, where you can trade your games, systems, and phones.
And I keep having to listen to that lady be extra cheerful. I feel like this is revenge on me.
Thank you for calling GameStop. At this time, all store associates are currently assisting other...
Balls! I guess we're not going to talk to GameStop. And you can blame Big Mike for that, because he's the sponsor of this hobosode. Everything that goes wrong is his fault. Thanks a lot, Big Mike, for not giving us a final boss. That's kind of a bummer.
Thank you for calling Gallery of Security. This is Elda speaking. I may help you.
Hey there. This is Chad over at Buckle. And
how are you?
We got this weird call from GameStop. They say we've got some boxes over there.
Yes. Sadly, someone has hacked the phone numbers of different tenants across the mall, and they're doing different prank calls to all the other tenants. Even the security has been already in front of this and are trying to manage as best as possible with the situation.
Well, what's going on? Why are they doing that? Why are they telling everyone they need to come and get their shit?
I'm sorry, can you repeat?
Oh, well, they told me I need to come over and get my shit. They kept saying the shit word to me.
Yeah, that's a fake call.
Oh, I don't know, because I could see them over there and they were on the phone. You know, we were like right across from them.
You saw the people that were doing the call?
Yeah, I think it was GameStop. I think it's the people at GameStop. They're just pranking everybody.
No, GameStop got hacked.
They got hacked?
Yeah, the phone number got hacked.
How'd they get hacked?
I do not know, sir.
Sir, listen, I am the prank caller. I've been calling all the stores and telling them to come and pick up their shit.
Give me 1 second. Let me see if I can have someone help you.
Well, no. Can you just apologize to everybody for me, please? Just tell everyone I'm very sorry. I made prank calls to them.
Okay. I'll let them know.
Okay. Can you do that while I listen?
Yeah. Give me just 1 second. Let me put you in a brief hold.
Okay. Uh-oh, what's going to happen now?
Security, may I help you?
Hey, this is Chad over at Buckle.
Okay.
My manager said I had to call up and apologize to you because he caught me making prank calls to the other stores. So I'm sorry. I told everyone they need to come get their shit.
Hey, man.
What?
We got the police department. Gonna trace this phone call.
Uh-uh.
You'll be arrested.
No, I already told you where I'm at. I'm at Buckle.
Okay. Yeah, that's where we're gonna arrest you at.
Well, I'm apologizing.
Don't apologize.
Well, I am. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have called all the stores in the mall.
Hey, you're gonna apologize in the jailhouse.
I don't think so.
Watch and see.
Because this is
we're
not
gonna catch you.
What catch me for what? I just made a few prank calls.
We're gonna catch you.
It was slow today. You're gonna catch me for apologizing?
You know what? You sound like you're a mature guy. You need to grow up.
Well,
that's what you need to do. Grow up.
You need to be nicer to me when I'm apologizing and tell me you accept my apology.
Okay. Have a good day, sir.
You didn't accept my apology. Wow, it just hangs up on me. That was rude. Here I am trying to apologize. And he's just making threats at me. What a dick. So I think the show's over. I'm calling GameStop one last time, but I know they're not going to pick up.
Thank you for calling GameStop. At this time, all store associates are currently assisting other customers.
Yep, they're not picking up anymore. So the show's over. Hope you enjoyed it. I know the first half was a little bit better because people got more upset. People were definitely getting warned in the second half of the show. But you know what? We had fun. And most of the people in the mall had a pretty good time with it. I'm probably going to delete all of their calls. because they were boring, but I'll leave a few of them in there. Anyway, thanks once again, Big Mike, for being the sponsor of today's Hobosode.
Butthole. 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 Butthole.
I'm a professional
butthole.
Winking my butthole. Can you explain it?
No, you're winking your butthole at me. Like you or you, your wife. I don't know.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Wait, wait, you're winking your butthole at people, so please just don't do that, okay?
How do you wink your butthole?
I don't know how you do it. Please stop it. Just...
I'm not doing it.
Why are you winking your butthole at strangers? I don't even know you. That's weird.
You're a crazy man.
Like, why are you even winking your butthole at me? Professional. I know a lot about buttholes.